Aleinu l'shaveach l'adayin ha'akach l'azes gedolah l'ayitzer b'reishit shelayas
Yeah. try with it? You want to try that?
We'll try without the mic first.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I got it.
Do
you want a video?
Before we begin, I just want to sing a song together, a tefillah, each and every one of us, that we try and sing, all of us. The Jewish people, we're always singing for our brothers and sisters as we're sitting here tonight. It's a little bit for me, coming from Eretz Yisrael, some of the Chevra as well, as I'm staying at my brother's house, and I was able to, Baruch Hashem, he has a pool. I was able to stay a little bit on the side and to enjoy a little bit, and my family, as I just came from Eretz Yisrael yesterday, called today before I went in and said there's a azaka, there's a siren, and I felt a little bit weird. I felt a little bit strange, as we always do, and it's good to feel the confusion sometimes of our brothers and sisters, literally our brothers and sisters, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, as we're sitting here, Baruch Hashem, we're sitting here. I actually had before, when we were traveling a little bit, I heard anyone who was just in Eretz Yisrael, it's been a tough few years for Klal Yisrael, but specifically this last round was very, I heard a police car, a siren, and it's everybody, it's every Jew, everyone who's in Eretz Yisrael felt this last kufa, this last stage, these last 12, 13 days, 10 days, and the fact that there was an azakah today, I was like, oh my goodness. It's like you think everything's okay, and then Hashem reminds us again to think of each other and to think of the Jewish people, to think of Klal Yisrael, because we are one. Doesn't matter if you're here, doesn't matter where we are, we're always thinking of our brothers and sisters. And one of the minhagim that we have in yeshiva is as we sing V'yu Rachamecha Miskoilin Al Am Kachecha. I'd like to really start. Maybe we'll do that together as a tefillah, together, all of us, as we're beginning the evening, to just begin with a tefillah of Yurach HaMechem as Goylim. I want to say I just visited, I'll talk more about it a little bit afterwards, I think, a dear chaver, a very special person in my life for many, many years. This, just want to be... have him in mind specifically, the Yurach Mechem Eskoilim, Peretz Ben Tzipora, the Soich Shar Choyle Yisrael, and to think of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, to think of the Yurach Mechem Eskoilim, Al Am Kachecha, we'll sing together, which means Hashem, have mercy on your holy nation. The Yurach Mechem Eskoilim, Gal, I always say, like a wave, when you go to the ocean and the waves keep on coming and you can't like stop them. You can't stop them. We want Hashem. You should have so much rachamim. Just like the waves are coming, it should just be rachamim and rachamim and rachamim. Rachamim on the hostages, Bar Avram Ben Julia. He's our hostage, who we have a representation of him in the yeshiva. To have in mind the name of one of the hostages, Bar Avram Ben Julia, the Chevra from the yeshiva, know that we mention him all the time amongst all of the hostages and their families, and Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and all the soldiers, as we're sitting here and we're supposed to sit here. And everybody is supposed to be exactly where they are supposed to be. This is exactly where we're supposed to be. This is exactly where we're supposed to be, each and every one of us at this time, next to the person who we're sitting with, in this place, Hamakom, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, V'yurach HaMechem Eskoilim, and the soldiers, exactly where he's supposed to be, they should be able to feel that. Torah to even say that for a hostage, it's even hard to say that. You can't even say that. They're not supposed to be there. We have to take them out. We have to help daven for them. V'yu rachamecham eskoylim. V'yu rachamecham eskoylim Hashem. As we begin this evening of chizik, as we begin this evening of chizik together, if we can all try, we'll start a little bit to say v'yu rachamecha, and then I try and say the 10. That we'll do it together 10 times. We'll do it after we do a few of it, to just try and have in mind whoever it might be, whether it's a friend you know, whether it's someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, or just to think of another little kid, a kid who hears. I have my grandson, Baruch Hashem, Kenai Nahara. He's a three-year-old kid. When he hears, it's like it's hard to even talk about it. When he hears Azaka, when he hears, he says, oh, he gets scared. A little kid. It's not just my grandson, all of us. Our brothers and sisters, it's daven for that little kid who knows, who has a nightmare. For whatever reason, whatever our brothers and sisters are dealing with, whatever Klal Yisrael is dealing with. We spoke last night about it. The Jewish people were carrying a lot of more pain now. There's a lot of pain. And we want Hashem. We can daven. That's all we can do. We can daven and do what we're doing here, getting together to sing V'yu Rachamecha Miskailulim. To daven V'yu Rachamecha Miskailulim.
V'yu Rachamecha
Rahman, 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 Rah
Rav Ari. You want to say something, Ari? You're good? You said you wanted to say something? You're good? Or no? I'm going to start. Huh? Can I start? Can I start?
Yeah.
Thank you. Poischim b'chvoid achsanya. Should I do the mic or what mic? What do you say? Poischim b'chvoid achsanya, which means I just want to, it's very humbling to be in a place that I've never been before, or at least that I'm aware of. Yeah, sure. It's very humbling to meet and to just be in a place. That's why I wanted to start off by singing Yidden, the Jewish people. Each and every one of us, every Jew is so holy, so pure, so precious. I just met Rav Ari Fuchs, Ari, tonight, and it's incredible. You know, I think of the story they say where the guy went upstate. The guy went upstate and he was driving, and he broke down. He's up on the 17 probably, or that's a good way to say the story. He's on the 17 and he breaks down, and he opens his glove compartment. And he takes out this yarmulke and he puts it on his head, and all the yidden are stopping. The guy was a goy, a smart guy. This is what the Jewish people do. You go to India, you go to Africa, you go to anywhere you go. You go there. Why? Like we were saying before. You know, one of the things we can always be machazik. Is speaking, not speaking Lashon Hara. Ritz Hashem, remind me, we'll do a halacha tonight together. But it's so ironic because the body is what separates, it's what separates people. The body, the physical, is what separates each and every one of us. It tries, the Yetzer Hara tries to separate us. The Yetzer Hara tries to make us feel different than one another. But at the end of the day, Yidden, so holy, so pure. At the end of the day, we're a neshama. At the end of the day, we're so close. It's not like, Achenu kol beis Yisrael. It doesn't say, Ke Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Ke Achenu. It should be like Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Chazal wouldn't say, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, if it's not Achenu kol beis Yisrael. And the guy who you met on the plane, the person you met, who you think, I just met you, that's what I was saying, I'm coming here, sitting here together in a place that I'm unfamiliar with. But you sit together with Yidden, we know, you have the kugel, it's the same kugel, I don't mean that in a negative way, it's the same platter, I've seen this platter before, you got the vintage, it's not stam, a cute thing, it's not happens to be because it's Hamish, and there's nothing like some good geschmack of potato kugel, what they haven't figured it out, I don't understand. The guy haven't figured out to have some good geschmack of cholin and potato. They're smart. Because it's not about that. Rashi and Vizayis HaBracha. It's not for now. Rashi Vizayis HaBracha talks about that. That a nation who is one, that we're one, just like your home. You like your mother's chicken soup, and your brother likes your mother's chicken soup, and the family likes the mother's chicken soup, and then you get married, and your wife makes a different chicken soup, and why can't it taste like my mother's chicken soup? But your chicken soup is like your mother's chicken soup, so why do you like that chicken soup, and I like this chicken soup? Why do we like the same food? Because we were Bali Taiva? No. Because we're Yidden. We're Achim. We're Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We're brothers. We're more brothers than brothers. We're deeper. We love each other. That's why we hate each other so much sometimes. I always say that. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, when you go home, when you're home, the siblings fight. That's healthy. You talk to any parent. The siblings fight. It's good. If people say siblings don't fight, what's wrong with you? Yeah, especially brothers, for sure, brothers. I don't know how sisters. I grew up with brothers more. I have a younger sister. We grew up brothers. There's competition. So yeah, that's what happens. brothers get together, they fight a little bit. It's okay. Because we love each other. Because we love each other. We love each other. We love each other so deeply. It's the people who are so close to us that we can get so angry at. Stop, somebody else, you don't get angry. It's the people who you're so close to. The people we're so close to. Oh, it's so good to sit together. So good to be in a place with new faces and a place that I'm not familiar with, and I'm talking it out for a reason. I was thinking, I'm going to talk in a second, I'll get to my Yedid Nafshi, Mike Dube. I don't know if anybody knows Mike and his Rebbetzin and his wife. Comparison is the thief of joy. It's one of my favorite quotes. Comparison is the thief of joy. You want to have a bad day? You know how you have a bad day? If you had a good day yesterday, that's how you have a bad day today. Because you're comparing it to yesterday. Sometimes it's good to have a bad day. I tell guys sometimes in yeshiva, you had a bad year. It's good sometimes to have a bad year, because next year you'll have a good year. When you have a great year, it's hard to have another great year. The comparison of joy, thief, the comparison is the thief of joy. Because we're comparing and contrasting always. How am I doing? How was I doing? How's this in comparison? So why am I saying Mike? I don't know if the Olam, I don't know if the Chevra knows Mike Dube, but I want to say that Mike Dube, Chaim Mendel, I know him as Chaim Mendel, Mike Dube. And the reason I want to talk about Mike is because I want to bring out a point. Mike, guys, Chevra, I want you guys to know. Mike Dube is literally a friend of mine from way back. We grew up together. Mike Dube is a person who we just spent some time together. It should be a schus for Perry, for, as I mentioned before, for Peretz Ben Sipora. And it's a tefillah for all of us. It's really something to think about for ourselves. And that is what? One of my favorite stories that me and Mike say all the time is from one of the tzaddikim, the Satmar Rebbe. I have to say this story, Mike.
It's the best story.
It's one of the best stories. And I'll tell you why I like saying this story, especially to Mike, with Mike. The Satmar Rebbe was holy, Shabbat holy, Shabbat holy. And he was close with Mike Tress. Anyone who's heard this story, forgive me for saying it again, but it's a story I've said over hundreds of times, probably. I don't know, hundreds, but possibly. And chassidim are known that you have to grow a beard. You have to have a beard and payas. That's like aleph payas by a chassid. And the Satmar Rebbe, for sure. Satmar Rebbe is very, 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 very holy with a beard and payas. Mike Tress, there's a book, I think they called him Mike. He was close with the Rebbe, and he was clean-shaven. And the chassidim came over to the Rebbe once, and he had a good relationship with him. He says, I don't understand. How are you close with somebody who doesn't have a beard and payas? How are you close with someone like that? So the Rebbe says, I'll tell you the difference between you and him. The difference between you and him is after 120, he's going to go up to Shemayim, and they're going to say, Yid, Vizd on board. Where's your beard? Yid, where's your beard? To you guys, and he was talking to the chassidim, Hashem's going to say, board, where's your yid? So why do I love saying that story? Rabbi Freifeld, I heard this b'shem, my father-in-law, Rabbi Brazil, b'shem Rabbi Freifeld, the chevra has heard this from me many times. What's the raya? I don't know if, Mike, you ever heard this. The raya that a beard and payas don't mean anything. Of course, I'll be Kabbalah and a yid. I'm not getting into that. How do we know? Because he says you don't have to do anything and it grows. Anything that you don't have to do anything and it grows, how could it be meaningful? If it's easy, then it's nothing. It's nothing. You didn't do anything. I love hanging out with Mike. The reason I love hanging out with Mike, because I don't want to put myself down to say, beard, where's the yid? But I could say that what are we all trying to do? We're all trying to be. Comparison is the thief of joy. We're all trying to be ourselves. It's like the whole avoda of life. They say that's what teshuva is. What is teshuva? Teshuva is to return, not just to Hashem. It's to return to yourself. It's to be you. It's one of my favorite quotes. I was blessed to have Min HaShamayim to say everyone's into be the best you. Be the best you. Don't worry about being the best you. How about just try being you? Let's start with just being you. To be me. One of the tzaddikim, I think, Reb Simcha Bunim said it. I saw this many, many years ago. He says, what's in gullus? What's in gullus? The ani is in gullus. The I is in gullus. I, the me, the comparison. Mike said this. Half of my stuff is from Mike, guys. You know in yeshiva. It's a shame, you'll see. I get the credit for it, but Mike, right? Mike's going to smile when I say this. You might as well, he'll finish we didn't prepare together. You might as well be yourself because everybody else is taken. You might as well be yourself because everybody else is taken. And what's the problem? What's the irony of life, myself included? Myself included is I just want to see the neshama. I just want to see Hashem. And you know what that means? You know what it means when you say, I just want to see Hashem? This is like, if there's one thing we say together tonight, it's this thing. If there's one thing we say together tonight, it's this thing. Mark it down. Yosef, mark this down. Abe, mark this down. You know what it means that we're trying to find Hashem? It means I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to find me. Zvi Koenig said, sin is Rosh HaTevis. Sin, S-I-N, is Rosh HaTevis. The acrostic. Someone I'm not. Someone I'm not. I want to find myself. We all want to find ourselves. We want to be close to ourselves. We want to have a relationship with ourselves. And where does Hashem show that to us? He shows it through our spouse. He shows it through our children. He shows it through the people we work with. The people we hang around, my siblings, my parents, my family. The people closest to us show us. They show us. That's why it's so hard for us. Why is it so hard? Why is it hard? Why is it the people who are closest to us? It's the hardest with the people, like we were saying before. Why are the people closest to us? Are the people that we tend to hurt the most? That we're so negative. We could be more negative. It's much harder to be critical in ourselves. To be critical. Because that's where Hashem is. Because Hashem is talking to us. How else does Hashem communicate to us? How does Hashem communicate to us? Hashem communicates to us constantly. He's constantly sending us messages. Hashem is constantly sending us messages. The person you bump into, the person you look at, your father for sure, your mother for sure, your siblings for sure, your spouse for sure, the person in shul who dafka bothers you. That's the biggest matana. The tzaddikim used to say, the person who bothers you, it's a high madrega. It's a high madrega. It's a high level. If we would know to go over to them, to kiss them, to stand up for them, to stand up and say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for showing me who I am. Thank you for putting a mirror. As we all know, when you point one finger at somebody else, you have three pointing at yourself. Because the whole entire, it's almost, I don't want to sound so extreme to say this, but I think it could be true nowadays in 2025. It could be. I don't like saying like a blanket statement like this. But it could be the whole, I've said this before. I'm going to say it a little bit, hopefully clearer now. It's all just a distraction to get in touch with yourself and to love yourself and to connect to yourself. Because then you could connect to somebody else. You overflow into the people in your life. You overflow, and it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. It takes patience. But to be true to yourself. I was speaking to someone recently. Someone who's here. I was speaking to someone recently. And I told the person who was saying he made a decision in his life that was unpopular. It was an unpopular decision. But he made a decision. He made a decision that he knew was the best decision for himself. He had Eitzah. He spoke to people. It wasn't just Stam. Sometimes not even. Sometimes you just got to make a decision. Because I know deep down in my gut, they say your gut, they say, is, as I heard from my shver, from my father-in-law, your gut is God. God. Gut in Yiddish. Gut. Okay, you got to be careful with that. You have to be careful. That's why we have chaverim. That's why we have friends. That's why we have teachers. That's why we have mentors. That's why we have people older than us. That's why we have people we could talk to about what's my gut. But it's the way to communicate. It's a communication. My gut. So the person told me that he made a decision that was good for him. And because he made this decision, this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. And I told him, even if the results weren't the results that you wanted, even if it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out, when you're true to yourself, that's the greatest thing you could do for yourself. When you're honest with yourself, and it's one of the hardest things for a person to do, to be honest, and to sometimes go against the grain, not bedafka to go against the grain, but to follow yourself, to trust yourself, to know yourself. Who said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, that what is everybody trying to do? Everybody's trying to understand God and to believe in themselves. How about let's try in believing in God and understanding myself. Maybe it's all a distraction. I think it could be that it's all a distraction. Everyone talks about the phones and they talk about tivus, which is true. It's true. We have to be careful with our tivus, and we have to be careful with all the distractions that goes on a daily basis. Distractions. But I'm using that word distraction not because the thing itself is what is evil. That's also true. It's also true when a person is involved in certain things. It's not good for him. It's not good for the person. But I think one of the strongest things is that it brings me away from being true to me. It makes me forget who I am. It's one of the reasons the pasuk at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's important to learn. If anybody's been to, we shouldn't have to go to Levayas. If you in certain places in Eretz Yisrael, they say, don't forget your name. It's one of the reasons you say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you say the pasuk. Why? Say after 120, don't forget your name. Oh, I'm going to forget my name? Why would I, after 120 years old, I'm going to forget my name? How many times do people say, Yoni, call my name. I'm going to get up to Shemayim after 120 and forget your name? How am I going to forget my name? Maybe my social security number. Maybe, I don't know, my address. Maybe. I'm going to forget my name? Because what a shame. What's a name? Your name is you. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget you. So here's my kasha. Don't forget you. Don't forget you in this world. You're saying don't forget about you in 120? I don't even know who I am in this world. First, let me get to know me in this world. And then we'll worry about me not forgetting. First, I want to fall in love. Let me fall in love. then we'll worry about staying in love. But I want to fall in love. How about falling in love with yourself? Falling in love, say, this guy is crazy. What's this guy talking about? Falling in love. How about falling in love with yourself? I want to fall in love with myself. Sounds a little crazy, but how beautiful can I? And I want to say something scary, but it's true. This is scary, but it's true. It's heavy, but it's true. To the degree that you can fall in love, this is very heavy to hear, but I'm going to say it. I don't know why Hashem sent this to what is this? Beis Avram, what do they call it? Beth Abraham. What do they call it? Beth Abraham. Beth Abraham. We're in Teaneck,
yeah. Teaneck,
New Jersey.
Bergen County.
Sorry. I don't know how that works. I'm out of town. I live in Israel. Moshav Matisyahu. I don't know, so I apologize. We're in Bergen County.
Yes.
Beth Abraham. And I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm saying it because this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to be true to me. And trying to share me. That's all I can try and do. I'm trying to do, Mike, you'll like this one. Remind me what, because I'm going to forget where I was just going. Yeah. I had the shot on the love yourself. Yeah. Just remember. Mike's going to like this one. Me and Mike always talk. Mike's Mamish, my brother. Mamish, my brother. We he knows me. He knows, as he always says, I know Yoni before the beard. He knows me way before the beard. Mike's going to like this. Because Mike always sends me, we always talk quotes, the chazer over, to say over things that are true. I like saying things that are true. I like talking about the truth. Because everyone's going to say, oh, I have the truth. This is the truth. Chill with this is the truth. How about let's work on saying things that are true. So I like to work on saying things that are true. So Mike likes to send me things that are true, and I like to send Mike things that are true. So this is a matana from Hashem also, and that's why I'm talking about just trying to be honest, even though I'm in Beth Abraham, Bergenfield County, chilling here together, America. I don't even know what I'm doing here in a certain way. My kids, I was so upset. I'm at the pool with the azaka. I'm like feeling guilty. I'm here eating. I already had my sushi. I had my America stuff. But I'm trying to just be me. I know that sounds so silly, but I'm being so honest. That's what I'm saying. I told Mike, everyone says you practice what you preach. You ever heard this from me? I say I try and preach what I practice. I don't want to, of course, it helps to talk. It helps to talk. Tvarim Shebalev, Rabbi Goldberger told me this once. Tvarim Shebalev Nechnasim Lalev means it goes into your own heart sometimes. Those who do espoidus, for sure. Espoidus, you talk to Hashem, you're really talking to yourself in a certain way. Mamish, what we're talking about. Because you're trying to find Hashem, but Hashem's right in front of you. Hashem's right here. So I just want to share, I know that was a big hakdama for what I want to say over here in this holy place. Thank you, Ari. Thank you. But this is what I want to say over here. To the degree, and it's a very heavy statement, but I want to say something that is true. And in my humility, and if somebody wants to challenge me on this, I would love to, because it's like 1 + 1 = 2. Is it really 1 + 1 = 2? And I'm not saying that to open, but I'm to the degree, but hear it yourself in your heart, in your gut. To the degree that you can fall in love with yourself is to the degree that you can fall in love with somebody else. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody else can't help you fall in love with yourself. But to the degree that you can fall in love with yourself, you can fall in love with another person. You overflow to somebody else. And this is going to be a hard one for Yeshiva Bacher, who's trying to become close. I don't mean that to exclude anyone, but I'm saying when you're Yeshiva Bacher, it could be intense a little bit sometimes about your relationship with Hashem. And it's the same exact thing with Hashem. You can't split that relationship. You can't split it. You can't split your relationship with Hashem and your relationship. That's why Hashem tells us, think about your brother. Think about your sister. Think about your family. I don't mean just your literal brother and sister, but I'm going to say that because that's so, so, so important for us to work on, myself. This is maybe something that I'm practicing. Now I forgot the whole quote. What's the regular quote? What's the regular quote?
Practice
what you preach. So this I could say I try and I got to practice this. I got to practice this even more. I'm not there yet. So I don't want to just share to make it seem that I'm there yet. I think we all can be machazik in our stronger relationships with our actual siblings, with our parents, with the sibling that you're not so naturally close with the parent who you might not be naturally close with. Ready for this one? As you'll get older, I don't know the age of the crowd, with the child. This is heavy. When you're young, you might be like, what? How could that be? Yes, you might have a child who you naturally are not, I'm not saying you don't love them, but some children you might be more naturally close with. How about working on that relationship? Maybe that's what Hashem, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, to love another Yid, as I always say, to love another Yid, to love someone who lives with you. To love more my spouse, to work on that. What about that? What about working on my relationship with my spouse? That's not like a 2025 new wave thing. I don't care what was old school. I'm not old school. I mean, I happen to be from old school, but I'm not old. I don't know what old school is. I'm here now. I'm now in first grade. I'm in first grade now. Yes, I want to fall more in love with my wife. I'm saying it publicly, not so my wife will hear the shiur. My wife's not interested. Maybe she'll say she's interested. She doesn't need to hear what I'm saying. I'm not saying it to fall in love. And I hope my wife can fall more in love with me. And I hope I could fall more in love with my children. And I love my children, but I want to love them more. And I want them to love me more. And I want to love my brothers more. I have a great Bli Ayin Hara. I love my family. I have a clue. And I've worked on it. And it's not a negative thing to say to work on relationships. To work on those closest to us. And that's where it comes down to me. So am I working on my relationship with myself? And I'm mamish, not saying that I'm there. I need to learn. I'm saying this publicly. It sounds silly. I don't mean to go back to I don't even know why I'm saying this here. I need to work on loving myself more. I, Yoni Fisher, need to work on loving myself more and seeing Hashem in me more. It's much easier for me to see it in somebody else. But the more I see it in myself, the more I could see it in somebody else. Healers, Yehuda's not here tonight. Yehuda, we'll say this for Yehuda. Hurt people hurt people. That's a fact. That's something that is true. I say it's the truth. That's a true statement. Hurt people. Not because we have on the game room thing that if you cut, what's the quote? You haven't been there in a while. If you don't heal from what cut you, you're going to bleed on someone who didn't hurt you. If you don't heal from someone who hurt you, who cut you, you're going to bleed on somebody who never did anything to you. That's heavy. So hurt people. That's a fact. So if you're hurting someone, it's because you're hurting. So one of the chevra in the yeshiva said a chiddush after we said that. Healed people heal people. A loved person, I'm adding this one, we just added it tonight. A loved person loves people. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You hate him, you hate yourself. It's not a cute thing. It's Hashem talking to you to say, ready for this? Now you got to love him more. You got to love you more. You got to have more room for yourself. So it's brought out by saying, we say, Chavetz Chaim, don't speak Lashon Hara, because you're talking about, actually one of the mushals that they say is, if this hand did an Aveira, did something wrong, you're going to cut the hand, you're going to hit your hand. It's me. It's me. It's me. See, Mike, it all comes back to Mike Dube. Why does it all come back to Mike Dube? Should I tell you why it comes back to Mike Dube? Because what I love hanging out with a person like Mike, Mike's works out. We have in our gym, I saw Binyamin Berkowitz last night, I told his wife actually, that it's his, it's bischus him. Binyamin, our chevra, Baruch Shem, you work out. So we have in our gym, it's harder to work in than it is to work out. That was a gift from Hashem, Mike. Mike, do anyone who knows Mike, if you know him, you know. Mike's one of these guys like, oh, I'm not sure if I know him. If you know him, you know him. A guy, you meet Mike Dube, you know him. You'll never forget him. And his wife. Sienna, I'm not going to get started over here because Sienna's here. And Jake. Why am I stomping? I'm talking about what I'll tell you what I'm saying. When you work in, it might be from 14 years old, and Mike could tell you stories, but it's the same thing. I'm trying to do the same thing as Mike. I try to follow Mike. What is it? I'm trying to work in. Doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. Mamish does not matter. In my home, and I say this with pride, we were talking today, I didn't even say it. I didn't even want to say it. We don't use the word Haredi, we don't use the word Dati Lumi, we don't use the word Modern Orthodox, Chiloni, secular. It's all a lie, it's all fake news. And that is something that is true. We don't judge people based on Chitzoni, on the external. A Yid, don't judge me. Mike told me this line, I think 10 years ago or 8 years ago. I think it was in Woodburn, actually. Not 30 years in Woodburn, 10 years ago in Woodburn. You guys, they don't even know Woodburn from the old Woodburn. Don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we sin differently. So this guy is a bigger yarmulke, and this guy is a smaller yarmulke. And I'm going to say this because the Nashim Tzidkanios are here, and I might get into trouble. I can't believe what I'm talking about. See, I'm Eretz Yisrael. It brings out, you guys are bringing it out of me. And it doesn't, I'm saying this with sensitivity. A tznius person is a tznius person inside, called Kvuda Bas Melech Penima. I've met people in my life, I could cry when I'm saying this. I've met people in my life who wear pants who are more tznius than a girl who wears her skirt all the way down to the floor. And I'm not saying there's halachas halacha. I'm not talking about that. I'm not this. But I'm saying tznius is so deep. It's so deep. It's so deep. Just like being connected to Hashem is so deep. So I'm going to put you in a box and I'm going to tell you that you're that because of who I think you vote for, or I think that you wear this type. I mean, it's meshuga if you think about it. And chas v'shalom, I'm not judging someone. Now you'll speak to somebody and they start saying that word. You'll say, oh, this guy, oh my gosh, he's crazy. He uses that word. Chas v'shalom, we can't judge anyone. I love flying El Al. It's like Eretz Yisrael, right? You gotta love it. Or you're not going to love it. You know what I'm saying? You got to love it. I love flying El Al. Because you're already there. We had this when we were on the trip in Hungary. We were flying El Al. We're in Hungary. Hungary. And you're hanging out already by the this. And it's, you have the sweatshirt. You're in Hungary. We're in Hungary with the Olam. We just got through with the Auschwitz and crazy Poland, and right, we're already in Hungary still, in Hungary. We're there, the oilam's there, you already smell the tuna fish from the chassidish guy sitting next to you, or the corned beef, or the this. It's already together, we're already together. Yidden. So that's the rub. Thank you. I'm humbled. I'm humbled that I'm sitting here. I feel like I'm in yeshiva, and that's a compliment. I feel like I'm in yeshiva. We're talking about Avodas Hashem. I'm trying to talk about things that I think we could be machazik together. I don't know the Rav. I said before, but I know the Rav. I must know the Rav. Thank you. I just lost with the Rav. Hungry. Tuna fish. I love, right? So Rav's like, oh my gosh, that's what this guy's doing here, talking about tuna fish. Okay. I love El Al. Why do I love El Al? Russell, he loves El Al. What's this? I love El Al. Because you see, it's just like taking, right, all you need to do, we all know, because we've all done this. All you got to do is go with that cab driver. You go with that guy, that pashuti yid who's so not pashut. Because that's a lie. That statement is a lie. A pashuti yid. Not that it's beautiful to be a pashuti yid. No yid is pashut. Every yid is so beautiful. So in the corridors, you know, it's always like that, especially whenever people are trying to sleep, people are schmoozing in the thing. They're schmoozing. The steward and this guy. And this guy looked like he was, quote unquote, whatever you might think. And the words coming out of his mouth, every other word, Emir Tashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Chazak, Bezrat Hashem, Am Yisrael, blah, blah, blah. I'm like kissing the guy's hand. One of my favorite, this is an old story. I can't believe it just fell in my head. I'll never forget the story. Flying. This is Yid. We'll sing it again afterwards. I want to sing it again, if you don't mind. Afterwards, we'll sing Yidden, so holy, so pure. Take this in context, the Rav, please. I'm so holy, I'm so pure. Say to yourself, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahoirahi. You're so pure. When you see the beauty in another Yid, and we see the beauty in every Yid, when it hurts us, that Klal Yisrael is hurting, that's because you're connected. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. I was sitting with Mike tonight, and we were talking about his father. We're talking about Perry. Mom is talking about, and I jumped up. And where did I get this from? I got this from him. Gadol hama'asa yoyser min ha'oyser. Talk Yoni. This is Mike. Don't talk. Emor ma'at vasei harbe. Do. Just do for a Yid. We were talking, and he needs a refuah. That's what we were saying. I said, what am I talking about? Let's go visit him. To do for another Yid. To do something for another Jew. There's no greater thing. What's the pshat? You could look at the news, you could hear, and it hurts you because we're so connected. The Belzer Rav says that's why we say Yehi Ratzon. Why we say Yehi Ratzon lifnei Avinu Shemayim is Basar B'saras Tovos, right? The Yehi Ratzons. But when it says Abayachenu Kol, the stewardess remind me, the Abayachenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Why don't we say Yehi Ratzon, right? Mondays and Thursdays, Yehi Ratzon Mofanecha, right? We say the for the Yehi Ratzons, and then we say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Why don't we say Yehi Ratzon? What does Yehi Ratzon mean? It should be your will. So say it should be your will, just like Shadis Basu Psaris Toivis Yishus Nachamas. Right, Mitzvah Hashem, Thursday we'll say it. You'll it's a good kasha. So one of the tzaddikim said, I think the Belzer Rebbe, I think said over. I think Rabbi Aaron from Belz, who was a big Oiv Yisrael, says you don't have to say may it be your will for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Because there's no greater will that a father wants, that Hashem wants from us, than to say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. That I want to love my brother more. I want to love my sister more. And I'm not just talking about my brother in Eretz Yisrael and my brother the Chayal and my brother Bar Avram Ben Julia, the hostage. We have to think about them. But we also have to think about those closest to us. Because that's sometimes where the Nisayon comes. I want to say over the story, and I'm going to end with this. And maybe we'll just sing together. We'll see, but I don't know if we'll sing. We'll have to sing. We'll end off. We'll sing a Nigun. If anybody wants to have, we could have a few question comments. I like that. We were talking about that the other day. It's good to process. It's good to ask. I like talking. I like when we talk together. If you don't mind, we'll sing something. But I just got to say about the stewardess. This was, I think, a few years ago. It was one of the most incredible sights that I saw. And it could be in my lifetime. I know it's going to sound strange. But it was quiet on the plane. And there was a stewardess who was being a stewardess. And it was a little bit quiet. And I saw her. Listen to what happened. I saw her go in the corner in that middle area. And I saw her take out her phone, whatever it was. And I saw she was like davening. She was davening. The mom was davening. And then some people came in the corridor in that area. And she put it away and she ran. What can I get for you? Whatever. And then they left with whatever they left with, their potato chips or whatever it was. And then I saw her go again in the corner. And it made such an impression on me. I went over to her afterwards and I asked her for a bracha. Because I said, I caught you. I told her, I caught you. I said, I caught you. She was like, it's like they say stories of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they say, I'll just say a quick story. They say he once, I heard the story many years ago. That his they said you could go call someone in America and help this organization, millions of dollars. Imagine getting a call from Chaim Kanievsky to do something, right? We need money. We need this. You can't say no, or Chaim Kanievsky. And he says, I can't do it. I have to ask my wife if I could do it. If I could call you, how long is it going to take? Hello, they'll get the in-between. Imagine Reb Chaim. Yeah, Reb Chaim's on the, here we go. Mike, we need $1 million. Mike would get you $1 million. You have to. So he says, but I got to ask my wife, how long is that going to take? 30 seconds? Not even. I got to ask my wife. He asked his wife, daughter of Rabbi Yashiv, what'd she say? No. You're Torah. And here's a Yid, Rabbi Chaim, how many hundreds and hundreds of people he would see. The tzaddikim, the Rebbe's yard site, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's yard site was a few days ago. The hours and hours to see, to be machazik another Jew, to be machazik another Jew, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, it's one and the same. It's one and the same as we started off. You're looking for Hashem, you're looking for yourself. That's who you're really, really looking for. You're seeing the beauty in someone else, you're really seeing the beauty in yourself. You're seeing the negative in someone else, it has nothing to do with, they say the Ramaylich from Lezhinsk, the Rebbe Ramaylich, they say he used to get a kvittel, they used to bring him a kvittel, I need this, I did this, the chassidim used to say over, I got to work on this, can I get a bracha for this, I get a bracha. He says, all they're doing is giving me my homework, what I have to do. That's how the tzaddikim look at it. That's how Yidden, that's how we look at it. We look at it, how can I be the change you want to see in the world? I know that's we got to find it. It's Yiddishkeit. K'shoit atzmacha v'achachach k'shoit acherim. Be that change. I want to see more love. Be that more love. I want more achdus. Be that more achdus. I'm talking to myself, mamish. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me, making me feel so at home. To come listen to some guy who lives in Moshav Matisyo, I don't even want to say I'm trying to be me, because it's too easy to just say I'm trying to be me. I'm trying to try to try. That's why I hang out with someone, Kenei Lechachavra, Mike Dube. Because you can't hang around a guy like Mike Dube. Get a friend like that. I tell guys, for the Nushim, for Tzidkanias, for you, is you don't need a lot of friends. It doesn't say Kenei Lechachaverim. It says Kenei, it's a Mishnah, Kenei Lechachavra. Yes, it's good to have friends, but as we all know, how many friends could you have? How many friends could you have who are going to tell you the truth about you? Because Mike can give me Musar. Mike can give me love like nobody else, but he can give me Musar, just like my wife. Just like my wife. I go over and I say this many times, and I'm saying this not to say something about me, but to say about the relationship and what I think it's supposed to be. I go over to my wife, Erev Yom Kippur. I don't ask my Rebbe what I have to work on Erev Yom Kippur. That would be way too much. I ask my wife. You know why? Because she'll tell me the truth. You ask your kids what you have to work on. Oh my goodness. Don't ask your parents, right? I don't want to ask my parents. Ask your parents. Be brave. Ask your mother, even if you don't have a good relationship with her. Ask your father if you don't have a good relationship. Ask somebody who you don't have the best relationship with, who you know loves you and cares about you, what do I have to work on? That's Kenei Lechachavra. That's Asei Lecharav. They say, by the way, that's the pshat why it's the end of the Mishnah says, Vehevedan is called Adam Lekav Schus. Vehevedan is called Adam Lekav Schus. Why? Because if you want to have a Rebbe, you want to have a friend, you got to judge favorably. Because of course you're going to say, this guy's got this problem, and this guy... Right, who is? Oh, your mother. Your mother just said that. We were just talking about it, Mike. We were just talking about it. Such a great pshat. Oh, I'm so happy I get to say a pshat from Mrs. Dube. She was saying, it's so true. When we expect so much from one person, they'll never be able to fill that expectation. But if I get 1% from this one, 3% from this one, 5% from this one. That's what it is. That's one of the lines the Chevra has heard from me many times. There's one person in this Beis Medrash who you can't see, and that's yourself. Everybody else can see everybody else. And I always say, take a mirror. It's not 100% right. It's a little backwards. It gets confusing. It's not really seeing you. There's only one person who you can't see, and that's yourself. But everybody here can see me. Everybody else can see you. How incredible. How incredible. What a gift from Hashem. What a gift from Hashem. A gift from Hashem to take the people who are closest to you. It's hard. It's heavy. It's very heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's hard. It's hard. It's much easier to ask somebody who doesn't know you. What was the line you said? It was such a great line about the good. Mike told me a line a few minutes ago about if you're good, then you're telling yourself you're great.
When you're good, you tell others. When you're great, they tell you. Mm. Write that one down.
When you're right, this is our conversation. These are the conversations we have. I want to say something. It takes time. It takes time to fill yourself up for the younger Chevra. We're all young here. For the younger Chevra. It takes time. It's not about, am I true to myself or am I not true to myself? Am I honest with myself or I'm not honest with myself? That's why I don't like, I'm saying the truth, I'm not saying the truth. How about learn to say things that are true to yourself about you. And that includes, by the way, I just want to say, it goes both ways. The guy who, if you can't admit, people think cheshbon ha-nefesh means, I have to see, people think, make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, I got to see all my weaknesses. Right? What is the think Rabbi Yisrael's line of woe to the person who doesn't see his weaknesses. Mike, you like this one. See everyone, Mike. This Mike is my chavrusa. Chaver. Woe to the person who doesn't see his or her weaknesses. But oy vavoy. It's from the tzaddikim. I didn't make this up. I just try and learn from them. Oy vavoy, if you don't know your strengths. You know why? Because it's the same thing. If you can't be honest with yourself, or you have trouble being honest with yourself, so you're going to have trouble being honest with yourself and how great you are also. It's not one-sided. It's difficult. And we need each other to keep us in check. I need that person on the plane who I look at and I'm like, oh my goodness, why is he taking up so much space in the thing? And I don't even have a place for my thing. That's a hug and a kiss from Hashem to say, okay, how could I reframe that? How could I look at that better? I don't have a good relationship with my father. I don't have a good relationship with my mother. I don't have a good relationship with this sibling. Yeah, because he's this, because she's this, because, and you know what? You might be right. But at the end of the day, you don't have a good relationship at the end of the day. Hashem should help us all. Should be zoicha. Oh, let's do a hilchus lashon hara. We'll do one halacha, then let's sing. We'll sing one. Is that okay? If someone wants to have, we do a few, what time is it? Another 10, 15 minutes after, if somebody has a question, comments, we could schmooze a little bit, talk. Then we could, can we daven marav afterwards? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Can we daven? Can we say we'll daven at 10 o'clock? Is that okay? Here's another. Let's sing a song. I know what song I want to sing, if you don't mind. Vani Kirvas Elokim. I had a chiddush this year with that song. Vani Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. So I'm not going to look it up now, but I had this pshat that fell, Baruch Hashem, I was zocha to get this year. Vani Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. For me, my closest, mamish, this is what we're talking about tonight. Va'ani, the closest to Hashem, is li tov. There's a lot of you in there. Just say, kirvas elokim, tov. It says double, twice, it says me. Ani, kirvas elokim, li tov. Talk about, oh, I'm close, I, right? That's the story they say from one of the tzaddikim, the guy who wrote the letter. And he said, I have this problem, and I got this problem, and I got this problem. And the tzaddik circled all the I's and sent it back and said, that's your problem. Ani, right, you're too focused on I. Ani, kirvas elokim lito, I love my wife. I love me, my wife. What's the pshat? Just say, love your wife. I love my wife. There's a lot of you in there. So I'll answer it with another kasha, right? We like to do that. Answer with another kasha. The niggin, the song, this happened in yeshiva on Simchas Torah. Ana, avida, the kuchik, brichu. So someone asked the kasha, I think they say from the Manchester Rav. I think I heard this. From the Manchester Rav. What do you say? Ana, I am avda the kuchik brichu. Say, be more humble. Ana, avda, avida, the kuchik brichu. I'm a servant. Right, there's actually a guy in yeshiva from a very yeshivish place. I know that's not a nice thing to say in a certain way, but you know what I'm saying. Meaning, you know what I mean. I'm not saying that in a negative. I'm saying he was from a yeshivish place. We love yeshivish places. It was like a very, I have to ask myself, challenge myself if I would put that in a category. I'm a kabbal the musr that I just gave myself. I'm not sure it's a good kasha. I'll get back to you on that for real. I'll process that. Because I don't even know what that means. I don't know what a yeshivish place. But we'll get to that later. A guy who is from a very, very serious place. So you have to even be careful what you say, right? And he came to yeshiva and he said, our Rosh Yeshiva made us sing, Ana Avda, 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 Avda. Now after this pshat, I was like, well, not in this yeshiva, honey. Not over here we don't sing that. We sing Ana, 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 Ana. Because who's the one who's close to Hashem? It's the same thing. You're close to yourself, you're close to Hashem. You're close to your brother, you're close to Hashem. Ani kirvas elokim li tov. You got to put yourself in there. You got to put yourself first. It's not selfish. It's not selfish. You'll overflow to your wife. You'll overflow to your children. You'll overflow to everybody when you put yourself. Self-care, loving ourselves. We should be zeichah. So let's sing this song to love each other more, to love Hashem more, and to love ourselves more, which is one in the same. We should be zeichah to that. And every yid, wherever they are, should be zeichah to that. Also, I'm going to say again, because we have to remind ourselves, we have to, Bar Avram Ben Julia, the hostages, Achino Kol Beis Yisrael, the soldiers, everybody, every yid, B'chol Makom Shehem, wherever they are, should be zeichah to love each other more, to love themselves, to love Hashem, to have Yeshua's Menachamas for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
Shua Hilchos Lashon Hara. Mike, you want to read it? You'll read it for us. Yeah. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Every day. Get on this chat every day. Small halacha. Go, Mike, if you could be mezakas.
In the event that a person
Wait,
knows...
I just want to say, one of the changes in my life I could just share about Lashon Hara, Hilchos Lashon Hara, is if you learn, Chavetz Chaim says, just learn the halacha on a daily basis. Nobody wants to speak Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim gives everybody a promise. He gives a promise. It's not me. He gives a promise. You've learned the halachas every day. 2 minutes. 30, not even 2 minutes. You'll see. 30 seconds. I guarantee you will change your life. I'm not even talking about Ruchnias. Ruchnias saying will change your life. It's changed my life. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't a big Lashon Hara guy before. My parents, Baruch Hashem, I didn't grow up in a home speaking about other people, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But when I learned the Hilchos Lashon Hara, it'll change your life. It doesn't say don't speak Lashon Hara, of course. We try to don't speak. It's very easy to say don't speak Lashon Hara. You learn a halacha every day, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. The Chavetz Chaim promises that you will stop speaking Lashon Hara. Your cheshik and your whatever it is, it's a skula. So that's why we try and do it every day in yeshiva. We have a big picture of the Chavetz Chaim. Every day we learn a halacha. Every day publicly. Every day. Some guy came to yeshiva once, said, knows, we know. And we, I mean, no, in any yeshiva in Gan's Klal, nobody speaks Lashon Hara. Sometimes people forget. I'm saying, Baruch Hashem, to have a home. To have a home that doesn't speak Lashon Hara. To have a yeshiva that doesn't speak Lashon Hara. To have a Beis Medrash. That's it. That's the gula. That's where we're ready. Sorry, Mike, to interrupt. Go.
So I have to add lib on it because we talk about Lashon Hara. It's an interesting thing in terms of self-help that it says that when you blow somebody else's candle out, it doesn't make yours shine any better. So, Schuss the Fuhr Shalema Peretz Ben Tzipora, who we literally saw an hour ago and needs Nisim in the flows. And our nation right now, like I said to Rabbi Yoni before, that if you're not a proud member of this nation right now in 2025, then you're not on the right team. We're seeing miracles all over. It's a miracle that I have one of my best friends here in our community in Bergen County, where Torah is electric, the next generation is growing, and we're stronger than ever. And that's the message you need to impart to your kids, to your family, because me, Ka'amcha Yisrael, what our nation has accomplished, it's emotional to see what we've endured. And now the world realizes maybe Am Yisrael lo lefached. In the event that a person knows that something was done against him and he doesn't know who did it, it is forbidden to reveal who the culprit is. For example, your neighbor notices that his car window was smashed. Although you saw how your friend's ball accidentally smashed the window, it would be forbidden to reveal this to your neighbor. In such a case, you should ask a Rav what to do.
Beautiful. It's a tough halacha, but it's, Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha to the Gula Shlema. Thank you again. Thank you, Rav. Thank you, Ari, for making me feel so at home. Thank you so much. And we should be zoicha. You should be zoicha with your kehila, with everyone. We should all be zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael with the Gula Shlema b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Father.